You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
Close my hair. Still thinning. Okay, good.
Just in time for the thing to start.
Yep.
Oh!
Oh! Oh,
hi. I didn't see you there. Welcome to the Famicom Dojo video game podcast. I'm Sean Orange.
I'm Vic, and I think you caught me adjusting my lack of hair. Sorry about that.
How's that going? So we're coming to you live right now as a little test for what we're doing this weekend. What are we doing this weekend, Vink?
We're doing something this weekend?
God. Oh, that's about how it goes. Yeah, we're going to be at No Brand Con 2018.
Well, you are.
I will be.
I'm going to be in this small closet, right, which I call a game room. Yes. Right.
But virtually, you'll be there. And then we'll both be online virtually, because if you can't go to No Brand Con because it's in Wisconsin Dells, and you're like, what's a Wisconsin Dells? And you say it's like the Branson, Missouri at the Midwest. And they say, hey, Sean, isn't Branson in the Midwest? And I'll say, quiet you. But the point is that if you can't go to No Brand Con yourself, you can still watch our live podcast. What are we going to talk about this live podcast?
We're going to talk about video games.
Specifically, which video games?
We're going to talk about video games. Wait.
I know this.
I think I know this. We're going to talk about Sega video games.
Yeah. There was that big Sega announcement.
And we might tease a little bit about some Donkey Kong video games.
Yes. I will have had a panel at No Brand Con earlier that day, which I will not be live streaming. But it will serve as the basis for hopefully a future video. Or a past one, because it's about retro games. Get it? Oh, goodness.
Is anybody watching us?
Is anybody watching us? There's six viewers, but no one's typing at us.
I'm not watching it. Hold on. I should watch this.
Okay. I'm going.
I have a feeling this is going to be great.
I'm going to link this out to our social medias. And so this is the link to us broadcasting right now.
Steve's back.
Oh boy, that's weird. That's weird watching. Okay. Let's do that. So Twitter. Now, I actually meant to add this to Twitter through YouTube. My bad, but we'll do it now. So ask us questions.
All right.
Live on YouTube as we prepare for our Dojo cast. It's live at No Brand Con 2018. Tweet.
All right.
All right, and then I'm going.
You're trying to get more people to more people to look at us.
Yeah, I'm trying to live. I should have done this before we started broadcasting live. But see, the last time we did this, we had people talking to us right away, so I was all excited that we were just going to get people asking us questions again. It was also 2 hours later yesterday, and we promised we'd do this a few minutes after that. Sorry, everyone. We had to get the
case. It was a few minutes, just a lot of few minutes.
A lot of few minutes.
Yeah. Does the video thing work? Like when I talk, does it take over for a little while?
Yeah, it does. It's great.
Oh wow. I want to see more of me, so I'm going to talk more.
Do it.
All right. So I'm in the den of shame. Is that what I'm calling it? The closet of shame?
Yeah, whatever. The closet of shame sounds a little less.
Famicom dungeon. There's all kinds of things I could call it. Okay. So are people watching us right now?
Yeah, there's people watching. There's commenting.
13 people watching, and they are commenting. There's a whole bunch of chat going on.
I must have missed the chat then. Fetching preview, it says. So I'm publishing.
Open up your chat window.
I thought I had, and there was group chat and it's you and me. I guess I don't have the real chat.
What? Get that chat open.
I have the chat open. Man, see, this is what we're doing. We're trying to get the kinks out before we actually do this live, so we know what we're doing. All right, I clicked on the chat icon in the upper left.
Okay.
And then there's a group chat on the right, but there are no messages coming through right now.
I see a whole bunch of messages. About half of them are from Steve Gravel. Am I saying that right? Ooh. Wonderful. In YouTube. The chat's coming through on YouTube.
Oh, so I shouldn't watch the screen where we actually are? That's confusing.
I don't know. I just have a YouTube window open and it's got a couple seconds delay.
Well, that's confusing. I mean, we shouldn't have to do it that way, right? Like when we did this and it was just me and I didn't have you pulled in.
Yeah.
Yesterday it was showing me the chat next to the window here. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't want screen share.
I don't know, but I'm
control seeing... room. Nope. Broadcast settings. Nope. So you're seeing the chat and I'm not seeing the chat. Great.
Well, no, I just have YouTube open. I've got another window.
Okay. So I'm going to enter the command /?.
Multitask, dude. Multitask.
Unmute users /users. It's just you and me in this particular chat, which is very strange. Choose links. Nope, that's not it. We are live. There's 13 viewers and I can't communicate with them at all. Who designed this interface? Google.
Okay. I'll read you what they're, I'll read you what they're saying.
All right.
Okay. Let's see. Sarah, TJP says Ohio, which is good because it is actually morning where I am right now.
Mm.
Okay, and then someone else who has a Dr. Robotnik avatar goes, "Whoa, it's Famicom Dojo Live."
Oh, I can mute the stream on my window.
Yeah.
And then see the chat. Okay. That's very confusing. So I want to see myself live though and talk to you at the same time and not be distracted by the delay.
Okay. I mean, I just made the window that's the Hangouts. I just put it right over the YouTube window.
Oh, okay.
So I'm seeing you synced up fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Why no cam? What do you mean why no cam? Who doesn't have a cam? I see both of us flipping back and forth on this.
Yep.
John Cena is here, so that's good. I knew he was a fan.
Oh, Ohio Vinku. Oh, so okay. Yes, I suppose that would be how you katakanaize Vink. I've never done it before.
Robert Weatherhole wants to know we're going to cover the Famicom Light Gun. That is a great question. We've been kind of doing it like piecemeal so far, right? Like I got it in the mail from you for that stuff Vink sent me video, and then I did the thing about Gun Sight, right?
This is not a Famicom light gun. This is a Sega Saturn light gun, but they were also black and looked crazy realistic.
Oh my goodness. Did any of you see Game Dave's Hyper Shot video? It's pretty good. So then I did the RAFnet thing. So I really wanted to use a, you know, realistic looking gun for Super Russian Roulette. And that is going to require some jury rigging. That's why when we were on last, someone asked me, have I heard of the Eneo EXP board? And I have, and that would certainly do it. But I think it'd be very fascinating to get some electrical circuit questions answered about what exactly we need to do it through the NES port. Because I went to Famicom World. And they said that they didn't actually know 100% for sure, just that we're sure that you need those two pins activated. But the other ones, they're not 100% sure how they're supposed to be routed.
Yeah.
Or you know, what the minimum requirements are. So this will be a little experiment to give back to the community. And then I'm sure I'll get the EXP board and try that out on not my childhood NES, so I don't circumcise it, basically.
You know, Sean, you could just get a cartridge converter and then just play that game right on your Famicom, and then the light gun will work fine.
Yeah, but that's less interesting than this. And I did find an NES to Famicom cartridge converter. They're not too expensive, but they're not as common as the other way around. But they certainly exist. All right, so that answers Robert's question. Steve says everything is awesome. Where can we pick up our t-shirts? No BrandCon t-shirts or Famicom Dojo t-shirts?
Or just your laundry in general? I mean, No Brand Con's a pretty long con, so I'd say right. Bring a couple of t-shirts.
some people.
I'm not helpful at all.
Oh boy. And then someone just complimented your new website, Full Metal Ava 69.
Oh, it's got art by our good friend Lewis, and
it's good art too. Oh, you know what I can do? What's your website name again? I can actually switch to it in the feed here. So,
oh really? It's got a weird thing because it's not an official domain.
Retro.
But if you search for Japan Retro Direct,
like OZN or something.
Yeah.
Security check. That can't be right.
You've obviously typed it wrong. Hold on. I'll.
And Retro Direct Facebook. I'll go to the Facebook page. Oh no, I'll go to your URL, which should take me to.
It will eventually. Yeah.
Great games at low prices. So do I do shop online?
Yeah, go shop online.
Okay. Web shop. Take me there now. OCNK. I missed.
Yeah, it's Ochanoko. It's like a Japanese
Ochanoko. Okay.
A Japanese company that does. It's kind of like the Squarespace of Japan.
Oh, nice. All right, I'm gonna. So now I'm gonna try and flip to screen share, application window. Boom. Share. Okay, I'm sharing. Very nice. So that
works
it is.
Well.
Yeah. That's some stuff there. So thanks to Lewis. That is a really high res image too. Like I looked at it on my phone.
Yeah, it's nice.
And I was
nice.
Like, oh, I can barely see it. Oh my gosh!
Did you see the
snacks cat?
Yeah. He put that in, and he captured.
Sam must be so proud.
He captured my total lack of hair. I think that's important. But he made the room way too big, and like not enough boxes. Yeah, it's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. And then,
wow, that's some good prices there.
Thanks. I mean, I charge just slightly more than what I pay for them, or in some cases less than I pay for them if I've got doubles because I'm just trying to clear space.
Sure. Some of these are sold out, like Castlevania 3. Oh, 50 bucks. Oofta.
Well, I know, but it goes for a lot more these days. But yeah.
How many DVDs do you have left, by the way?
I think four.
Okay, I'll load you up some more.
Six.
You
sent two more with my parents, so I guess I've got at least six or seven. But some of them are lingering at Hero's place right now.
Okay.
Because I gave him one, but he wouldn't watch it because he didn't want to open it. So I gave him another open one so he could watch it because he wanted to keep it like pristine. Like he doesn't wear the Famicom Dojo t-shirts either. He like framed them and displayed them. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have a bunch I can give him.
Yeah.
Not the shirts. So speaking of the shirts, we'll get back to that. But I wanted to point out FrameGride here, because that came up as a future retro in the last rerun I put on YouTube.
Oh really?
Yeah. So $10 is a good price. I recommend that if you guys listen to that podcast or watch the video that you check it out. Dang, all right. I'm gonna switch it back to my face then. If I hit stop sharing, will it do that? Oh yeah, the camera went back on.
Oh, nice.
Oh dude. Oh, this is gonna be a fun event, I think. So if you guys want to see more of this, but like with a studio audience. No Brand Con. And then what we'll do is, so we have a Denshi Mail segment inside the podcast now, which we've done a couple of times in the new format. What we'll do is we'll have people at the convention come up and ask us questions that we can answer, or we'll field them from the chat like we're doing now.
All right. Let's get back to them. We're getting behind.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Well, we had to do a lot of talking about ourselves first. It was incredibly important.
That's important. We are. We are important.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I am so behind. RoboCop ready. Whatever that means.
No. When is the next PC Engine Dojo episode? Oh my gosh. I want to do another one. I love the PC Engine so very much. And they're just out of sight. Hold on. This is my PC Engine section. It actually goes back three rows. Love PC Engine, and there's so much more to talk about with it, especially because it really coincides with the end of the Famicom, beginning of Super Famicom era. Yeah. So yes, I want to talk about that. Steve says this is great, and ha 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 ha. Well, actually, hilarious. He said that like 20 minutes ago, so I wonder what was great.
Robert followed up with the EXP board conversation about there was another adapter before the RAFNET one that worked, which doesn't surprise me. It probably is just those two cables then that need to get hooked up. And for some reason, the RAFNET version just doesn't do it. And it should work fine otherwise, probably is what I'm going to find out, but I have to verify. And it'll be cheaper for me to actually buy a whole bunch of these things and make my own cables, than it will to buy that board. So maybe I can even give them away as prizes or something like that.
That would be fun. That's fun.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. It'll be educational for me. I can learn how to do a little bit of electronics. Or can we like grab Steve Sundin from World 9 Gaming? He knows a little bit about electrical stuff. Something like that. That might be fun. Cool. Or maybe I'll bug Ben Heck, although he's getting out of the video business.
He's getting out of the video business, but not the wiring cables for us for free business.
I don't think he was ever in that business.
Started that business.
So I got a lucrative opportunity for him then.
Yeah. Game Apartment 1C says, is there a game or peripheral that you're looking forward to covering the most? What about the least? The most? I mean, I want to finally get the Family Basic done. Version 1, version 3. I mean... That's really important. I really want to get the karaoke system, and the Famicom disc system, like Wonder Piano thingy. I want to get one of those. No, not that karaoke thing. The Famicom karaoke thing that we covered in our microphone
10 years ago.
Shut up! But the thing I'm least looking forward to covering is the U-Force.
The what?
I had one as a kid. Actually, I think Satoshi Matrix just got one recently.
Watch his video.
yeah. I mean, it's terrible. It's like you don't even touch the. It's this is how you do start. Boom, and then you can like play Rad Racer like with. It just doesn't work though. It doesn't work at all. It was terrible.
Like the power
drive. Worse.
How could it possibly be worse?
You know what? We'll
okay.
is this a sponsored Squarespace stream? No, I don't use Squarespace, but Squarespace, if you're listening, you may sponsor us.
Yeah, there are no sponsors on this. We might have one for the live podcast, in which case I'm going to check that box on YouTube before we start our stream. I have to ask our potential sponsor if they're going to be able to make it in time and if we made it in time to, you know, sponsor their thing they're doing next. But to answer the question about the peripherals, I'm going to flip that on you and say that I'm looking forward to doing Family Basic the least because it's going to require actually learning how to program in that thing. And that keyboard is so weird. Like I have a really hard time using it. I got to actually learn a new language. And like, I do this for my day job. I like doing hobby stuff like that because it's fun and I think it'd be really good, but it's going to take so much time. On the other hand, I've had a completed script for like 2 or 3 years now about the NES Satellite and Fourscore that I really want to do because it's really straightforward, but ridiculous.
But I mean, if we want to cover it, obviously going deep into the programming, but you remember that promo video, I was able to do very simple, basic code.
Yeah, I really,
because I mean, if you're just familiar with basic enough, I mean, the graphics things are tricky, but like general commands and things are pretty standard. Yeah.
Well, that's why I want to do it right. And that's why that sometimes it takes us so long to do a video is because it's like, I want to have a wow factor in there somewhere. So we got to make either do a version of, was it Lewistration who made that game for us?
Yeah, This Famicom Life.
Yeah,
are you talking about the first one?
Oh, the first one.
What was it called?
Into the Dojo, I think, or Into the Dojo. These are both on our website, actually. As a matter of fact, so if you want to play them,
share it, show it.
Oh, how do I put it in the chat? Oh, good lord. Okay, hold on. I'm going to go to the website right now.
Yeah.
There's a game section, an original game section. We don't have much there. Oh, I feel so bad. So I've asked 2 years in a row now. Does anyone know Sean Hatton? Formerly of, oh God, was he on Game Sugar? No, Toronto Thumbs. Sorry. Toronto Thumbs. Cause Game Sugar was Jamie Love's thing, right?
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, So Sean did this Reindeer Tales game, two Reindeer Tales games, and they're flash based. And I asked him 2 weeks before Christmas, if he could put it back up on his website because it was down. He said, "Sure thing, buddy." And then I never did anything with it because I don't know, remember what happened. But it's up now, so we can link that from our site too. But so there's a game section. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna just show you on the website.
Yeah, show how to get there.
Why wouldn't I do that? That's amazing.
Or goes for a website. So.
Okay. Screen share again. Application window. Boop, 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 boom. And speaking of Flash, I gotta get this stuff fixed. That's not so good. And this website. This website is a little.
Come see our sweet video of that puzzle piece on a gray background.
Right. All right. So go to these originals, and we have Chandra and Vinkel in That Famicom Love Life.
If you've ever wanted to date female versions of us, which of course you have.
Of course you. I mean, I have. Wait. Anyway, so this is Lewistration. So he's the only one who submitted original. Yep. Famicom Dojo games to us, so they're only under his name right now.
Yeah.
But this is the one I'm talking about. So if I can get some simple sprite based, some kind of baby's toy, some simple sprite based version of this, it's only three screens, and it's all HTML5, I think. So it's really, really simple. But I love it, and you guys can go play it yourself. And I won't go into the last room because I said it's only three screens long. I don't want to spoil a surprise for you.
No,
so.
No spoilers. Collect so you, those cartridges.
Lucky them. There's no sound in this game, by the way, so you're not missing anything. But yeah, if you recognize these these 8-bit-ish avatars as what we use for the podcast logo these days.
Yes, yes, yes. Those are
So thank you again to Lewis. We credit him every episode of the podcast for that. And now back to me. So yeah, go play that. I'll stick that link into the chat so you can also enjoy, share and enjoy, as they say in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I have to get back to the chat though. I have too many windows open. How do I do the thing, Vink? I want to do the thing. Here I go. All right, say something. I have to sign into chat.
Okay, I'm saying something.
Ridiculous. All right. I signed into the chat. It's reloading. Now I can say something. See something? Say something. There we go. Play our games.
Oh, nice.
Share and enjoy. Yeah, there we go. Ooh, I have a crown next to my name. Crown for King. What's that from?
Do I have a crown next to my name? I'm going to say something.
Alternately, I could say... Me Grimlock no bozo, me Grimlock King.
I have a wrench next to my name.
Yeah, it's because you're a moderator because you help control the the Gmail.
I am the royal the mechanic. Account.
MHAT Mario says this is all awesomeness.
All right.
Game Apartment 1C. What is your show? I don't know your show. link your show in the chat.
Yeah, yeah, spam it.
Atari Dojo. So we've been, speaking of spamming things, we've been spamming that Atari video hard lately. And people are seem to be enjoying it. So,
or at least putting up with us. I mean, I don't know.
Oh goodness.
Does anyone want to see something in my room?
Well, you're in the room, so they see you.
I suppose. Should I take my shirt off?
This isn't the Broom Street Theater.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what people do on streams these days, other than, like, I don't know, eat Tide Pods.
Do they do that on streams?
I don't know. I don't watch streams.
I don't have any Tide Pods here. Sorry. I mean, we do laundry, but we use Downy fabric softener. I don't know. Twitch TV Game Apartment 1C. It won't let you post a direct link. Oh, it looks like an anti-spam thing. All right, we'll check that out.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a parody homage to Game Center CX. All right, we'll check that out.
Ooh.
Everyone else check that out too.
I would watch that.
For sure. Okay, so yeah, if you guys enjoyed this is our little preview. Spam this link around and be like, hey, no brand cons coming up. Famicom Dojo is going to be doing a live show there like this. People can participate. It's going to be about 90 minutes long, Saturday night. So there's also, we'll also share the link on Facebook. On our Facebook page, there's an event there. So I recommend if everyone wants to go, even if it's virtually, to sign up there. Yep. And I'll share the link to the live event on that event as well, so that you can just go there and wait for it to go live at 8 p.m. on Saturday, I guess. Assuming all goes well. We have a history of having technical issues.
Technical issues. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's never really worked. But it will this time. It will. It will.
It'll work this time because it has to.
Super NT thoughts. I can't afford one, but I'd love one.
What's a Super NT again? I should know this.
The Super NT is it's made by Analog. They take actual Famicom boards and hook them up so they can have, like, you know, HDMI out. And wait, actually, is the NT the one that actually uses not emulation, but like, what's it called? It's basically like a perfect clone of hardware. It's not XRG. Okay. It's brain. FMGA. Yeah, that's it. That's it. So
think that
I think there's, yes.
FPGA. So close. There we go. So close.
Yes. Yes.
Two people corrected us.
Yes. Three. But I think the original one's cool, although I hate to see that a Famicom had to die to make it. But I mean, I can understand that a lot of people can't hook a Famicom up to their TVs anymore, and the HDMI is important. They're like $400 though. You know what? Hold on.
I'll do some talking. Okay.
Hold on, look at all this crap I have here. You know, $400 for this hobby, that shouldn't be anything. But I don't know. I've already got like three or four Famicoms though.
Yeah, I do too. 2000? Oh no, you retracted the message. 200 maybe is what he meant.
Yeah, the new one, the one that uses FPGA, is cheaper.
Oh,
it doesn't use an actual. So I don't know.
Right.
You know what? I got an idea. If someone will donate one to us, I'd be happy, very happy to try it out and see. FPGA is the future. I agree there. Like, as much as I like things like the Game Freak, the Retron 5, the emulation's not perfect, but FPGA, once they get the prices down on that, that's going to be awesome.
Oh, speaking of Retron 5, I have one. I've had it for a few weeks now, actually, and I just have not had the time to get it all loaded up and booted up and streaming. because I figured I could use that for some of the games I can't get, like on the NES or Super NES Classic or Virtual yeah. Console or whatever. I want to try and actually beat Battletoads that way. So that should be Ooh. A fun adventure for everybody. I also got the Sega Genesis version, which is more like the NES version. I'm still hunting for an affordable Super NES Battletoads.
Yeah.
I was hoping to go to Most Gaming Classic this year. For one thing, so I could apologize to the developer of Donkey Kong for the Atari. It's a long story. I might have put my foot in my mouth in a Facebook post that he ended up posting in. Yeah. He was there and I was gonna try to get him on camera. I want to talk to Ben Heck about some things, and then I want to see if I can snag an interview with Dan Diebold, the Nintendo PlayStation guy. But
was he gonna be there too?
I got snowed in. We got 3 feet of snow.
Yeah.
It was good times. But it's May. As Jonathan Colton says, and no one caught that reference. Well, that's fine. I have the NES version of Battletoads. I have the Sega Genesis version, which is like the NES version, or most like the NES version, I should say.
The Famicom version of Battletoads is so expensive these days.
Is it?
Like,
no.
Crazy expensive.
Yeah,
it used to be cheap.
Yeah. So does everything, right? Robo got my reference. Super Battletoads is the Super Nintendo version, which I have seen before and maybe rented, but now it's getting kind of expensive too.
What about Battletoads versus Double Dragon? I remember seeing that game for like $1 or $2.
Yeah, it's more than that now, I believe. Ugh. Yeah, so I'm hoping to get that all hooked up at some point. My goal is to stream retro or contemporary stuff on Twitch, and then maybe eventually on YouTube once I get the setup going the way I want, a couple times a month. Like one Future Retro, one Pile of Shame. So that's the plan. Cool. Well, I mean, this has ended up being a whole podcast by itself. So it really has,
yeah. What?
No, it's just funny. Like I was like 15 minutes tops of ink, we'll be done, and then you can,
I gotta go to the dentist because I lost a filling. Actually, I swallowed it. This happened a little while ago. I'm assuming it's not still in my body, but we'll see when I go through the metal detector.
Oh, good grief. Well, you're still filled with it, so you didn't lose it per se.
Yeah, I mean, I know where it went.
Oh, goodness.
I'm gonna try to get some enamel or something. There's a large hole in my tooth right now.
Goodness.
I voted for ranked choice voting. I'm glad it's taking effect.
Oh yeah, I made that comment last night.
Yeah.
So have you had any elections with the ranked choice voting yet, Sarah?
Hmm?
Oh, sorry, boy. What? I'm talking to Sarah. So do you know what ranked choice voting is, Vink?
No.
Oh goodness. Okay. So woo-hoo-hoo. Little civics lesson here. So with first past the post voting, you don't actually have to get the most votes. You just have to get more votes than anyone else. So if you have 10 candidates, you only need 1/10 of the total votes cast plus one to actually win, for instance. And what naturally happens over time is that there are only two candidates to choose from because you never have to get a majority of the votes to win. You just have to get more than everyone else. Even if 89% voted for someone else, you still win. So what ranked choice voting is supposed to do is that no vote is wasted, and it lets you pick your candidate. So you can have multiples running in multiple parties, for instance, and say there's five candidates, you rank them first, second, third, fourth, fifth. So as soon as one person reaches the threshold to win, say like a school board election, for instance, and there's three seats open. So everyone needs 1/3 of all the votes cast to win, right?
This is the moment Vic realizes we are no longer talking about Battletoads.
I'm so sorry. So the once one person meets the threshold, everyone who had their first choice is taken off. Their ballots are taken off because their candidate won. If there are more votes cast for that person than they need, then everyone gets a fractional portion back of those votes, and then their second place choice gets those votes, that fraction of the vote they got back. And then the next candidate who reaches the threshold, the cycle repeats until all the candidates have won. So everyone has had a chance to vote. Everyone's vote counts. And you get to fill all the seats. Now in a place where you only have one candidate, it works a little bit differently. But the point of this is, if people think that don't like having just a choice of two parties, then this will help with that. Not to get all political, but that's why every time I see Maine, I mention ranked choice voting. So save net neutrality.
Robert, we haven't covered the AV Famicom before, but
it was part of our season two. Yeah,
it was. But I got this one right here, and I would love to do an unboxing or something, because it's really interesting. Because
I forgot I have a box too.
Do you?
Yeah, because remember I bought it at like Tokyo Game Show 2011, I think.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should do an unboxing challenge. We'll both see who can unbox it the fastest.
We should do it live.
Because that's...
We're doing it live!
I'll just rip it open. Okay, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But yeah, that was part of our whole Famicom family storyline.
Yep. How many Famicoms do you have, Sean?
Counting the Sharps and AV?
Yeah.
Six?
Haha, I have eight.
Oh, fine.
I've got three twins, that AV one I just showed you, my modded original, my square button original, and one that I just keep in a box.
That's right, you have the square one. That's right, and then I could always take a peek at Jody's if I need to. But yeah, so there's an interesting story about how the AV Famicom came to be.
Yes. And
what we wanted to tell that as part of our video. But we were going to employ some artistic talent for some representations of some Famitsu covers, so we don't include actual Famitsu scans in our video, because we don't want to get sued.
Good point.
So we got to do that, but it's part of... Well, you know what? Stick around. Hang out with us this summer, and maybe we'll have some more to talk about then.
Oh, definitely. That's
a good tease.
You know what? We need to decide what we're going to film when I'm in Wisconsin this summer.
Too. Yes. Yes, we do.
Maybe we should do... Maybe we should let people vote on it. We could do ranked choice voting.
I think it's only first past the post voting.
I managed to turn that around, because I really did think you were still talking about Battletoads. I was thinking like there must have been some vote going on about what game we'd cover next, and I just start laughing shortly into that conversation because I realize you're not talking about Battletoads.
No, I am. No. Oh goodness. So yeah, Vink's flying to Wisconsin. No, Vink's not going to be in Abnobrand. He's going to be on Hangouts on YouTube like this. He will be in Wisconsin this summer, and we're going to do some stuff then. But the last time we did a live event was 2013, the Madison Underground. He was actually here last year, like, and had to leave like the Friday of GeekCon.
Yes,
so that was kind of a
bummer. Just missed it. But Sean will be there, and he can sign things, and he can forge my signature. He's been practicing.
Oh, for years. Yeah. For the AV Famicom, we usually use the NES Dog Boom controllers because they're the same. More comments. There was one I wanted to respond to. Yeah, it's okay, Sarah. Every time I see the word man, I think ranked choice voting.
Above lobster.
Super NES CD. Yep. For okay. So someone finally asked us directly about the Juwario Revelations.
Do we want to?
No, I don't want to talk about it right now. But we do want to address the Channel Awesome stuff in some way.
Yeah, we were thinking of putting together a video or a podcast about it. But yeah, in the meantime, yeah, it's an awkward situation. And yeah, our video is still up, but
right.
I don't know. We're
still, so far, no one said anything about them being up. No one's commented on them positively or negatively so far. So, I guess that's going to change now.
I mean, we're figuring out exactly how to address that whole thing. I mean,
we're gonna have no choice come this summer. How about that?
That's very true. That's
spoilers.
Very true. Spoilers.
Okay. So I think we should probably wrap this up because it's been a little longer than I anticipated, but.
Oh, I gotta get my teeth drilled. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to make sure that everyone, in addition to the No Brand Con thing, if you don't have a Super NES Classic yet, we are still running our giveaway. If you go to our video on that, we have a link on YouTube and Twitter and Tumblr. If you retweet, repost, reblog, what are you doing?
I'm getting mine. I want to hold mine up too.
See? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got mine. Yay.
So if you share that video in the DojoCast keyword and give a review on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and then do a iTunes review. The iTunes one is the one that we would like the most, but it's hardest for us to get a hold of you afterwards to let you know if you want. We're going to pick our favorite out of those four categories and then flip a coin or whatever to figure out who's going to win the SNES Classic. And then everyone else, three runners up who get a t-shirt and DVD also. And since we're running out of those t-shirts and we just sold our last XL one, which I have to ship off tomorrow, as a matter of fact, we can still fulfill any size up to 5XL for this contest, but we're not buying any more to sell. We'll have a different design come this summer. We want to thank everyone who bought t-shirts. It was an experiment. We had never done an order like that before. Like, you know, we actually bought them. This isn't like a spreadsheet or like a cafe press or Zazzle thing. Like, yeah. I found someone local who printed t-shirts and did an order and had to guess, like, you know, size breakdowns and price points and all that stuff. And we came pretty close to fully breaking even on the whole thing.
Yeah,
which is all we were really looking for.
Although our Twitter poll turned out to not be an entirely accurate representation of the choices.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll actually take the sales numbers for the next set.
We're going to do ranked choice sizing.
And this is why you should listen to our podcast, because our sides become wonderful in jokes. I think ranked choice voting is going to become like the next Back to the Future reference.
Yep.
Totally.
Oh, someone has a Vink signature from when he was a guest at No Brand years ago. Oh my god.
2009.
That's 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy, is that the last time I went to No Brand Con?
Yeah, this is No Brand Con 17.
Oh my goodness. That's when we had the yellow Famicom Dojo t-shirts we were selling.
Yes, that's when we had just started selling those ones. So those we actually did buy through Zazzle. I just got like a dozen of them or something like sold them there. And then, the rest we just sold through Zazzle, and they're still there. If you want those yellow shirts, you can still buy them on our Zazzle store, but they are pricey. So we want something a little more affordable.
Expensive.
And it worked out, I thought, but we can do a spreadsheet too. We have an account we could set up, but I want to do our special thing first. You'll see why. This summer. You'll see.
Ooh, I'm excited. See.
I'm excited too. All right. Well, Vink's got to get his teeth fixed.
Yes, I do. Yes,
hope
I do.
To see because, all of you. Sorry, go ahead.
Because otherwise, how will I podcast if I have no teeth?
Exactly. So thank you everyone for listening. We hope to see all of you this Saturday. Bring your friends, bring your family. You know, make sure everyone has their own YouTube connection though. Like, we don't want to be like Farscape and get canned. Because everyone likes to have a social gathering and watch this wonderful show together. Be isolated and alone.
Is that why Farscape got canceled?
No, well, people figured that they blamed ratings and the skyrocketing cost of the show. And everyone's like, well, they have all these parties and the Nielsen ratings. Like, it's not really how Nielsen ratings work. What the real problem was is I think the German financier of the show pulled out, and Jim Henson Company and whoever the other stakeholder was couldn't pay for it by themselves. That's what really happened to it. Or Stargate SG-1 happened to it. Probably both. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, the saddest thing, probably the best piece of entertainment we ever put out was the ad for the red t-shirts.
Man, okay, so fun story about that ad. So I literally like picked up these shirts. Vink was going on a date with his wife.
Yep.
Right? So I picked up the shirts. I wasn't expecting it, but this was like the last day before he left last summer.
Yep.
So I'm like, hey, I'm gonna give you your shirts. And like as I'm driving to his parents' house, he says, hey, I'm writing a script we can shoot while you're here. And I'm like, what? So we ran outside. I read it like off his phone. And yes, I used my phone to film it. So like it is one of the greatest like impromptu quasi scripted things that we have ever done. His wife was the camera person.
The horse thing was something we had bought to hit a pinata with at my daughter's birthday that was just kind of hanging around.
So it was, that was so much fun. And we've got a lot of mileage out of that video. So low tech too. Like I wanted like a $5,000 camera when we first started this. And here I am with my iPhone. It was iPhone 6 at the time, but basically the same as this thing. Yeah. And yeah. So that's really fun. And this wonderful HD webcam is, yeah, I shouldn't spend $1,000 on another camera at this point. I don't think it'd be ridiculous.
Oh, thank you so much, Ebhead, EBBhead. This is an amazing setup. I hope you guys do this Google Hangout streaming again soon. Me too.
Yeah, maybe this Saturday.
But I mean, after that's over, this might become a semi-regular thing if people like it. So if you do like it, please comment below, especially if you're not watching this live, whether this has any value to you when you're seeing this, like, if people like this. I mean, I was planning to take, Sean left that other one up that was just Sean talking at Ghost Kevin or whatever, but
it was entertaining though. It was a lot of fun, I thought. And it was a good tease for this, which is a good tease for the next one.
Yeah.
I guess.
But anyway, if you like this, just let us know. And, we're open to doing these again because, for one, it allows us to interact with you guys a little bit more, and as another one, it's a lot easier than making a video.
All right, you're gonna get your teeth drilled. How about this? Okay. How about I'm gonna flip over to the Sean Orange channel. I told Vink I was gonna do this, but we spent so much time jawing about the podcast, I didn't get a chance to invite you over to talk about 2 million views. Do you mind if I do that by myself?
Oh. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Okay. So yeah, we're going to talk about hitting the 2 million view mark. Just wait a second. We'll really be back this time. Unlike last night. And we'll go over to Sean Orange.
Lies. I've talked to lies.
They're really shy. I mean, I've already told you that they need a good amount of sake before they'll start talking. So the isopropyl alcohols used to do it, but they really, the sake is what they go for now. All right, so
Vink has to get his teeth fixed.
All right. Good Lord.
Yeah, that's because that's the voice. All right. Hold on.
Then,
I thought you guys stopped making videos a few years ago. Glad to see you both live. No, we never really stopped, but it definitely slowed down in pace.
To DJ Computer Guy, and James Machuga, help me out there. We never really went anywhere, but there were long gaps. So we're doing. You know what? Come over to the Sean Orange channel. If you're not subscribed, everybody, just hop over there. I'm going to start a stream. We can talk about this and a 2 million video discussion. Deal?
Yep.
Seems like a deal. Yep. Okay, so we'll see you guys again on that stream. Otherwise, we'll see you this Saturday
But consoles don't talk.
Exactly.
But consoles don't talk. Very true, and I think I just proved that. All right, yeah. I'm outie.
All right, so I guess until next time, the dojo is?
Streaming live.
Streaming live. All right, later.
Later.
The Famicom Dojo video game podcast is produced every week by That's Orange LLC. Theme songs One More Continue and RPG were written and performed by the Amari Tones. Find them on iTunes or amaritones.net. Pixel art by Lewis Sled Judson at lewisstrations.co.uk. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, or wherever RSS feeds are downloaded.
Famicom Dojo.